This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is a special expanded version of the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Wednesday, November 8th. I'm Tom Rogers. We'll check all the election results from last night in Champaign County and some of Illinois, as well as take a look at our weather forecast from meteorologist Ed Kieser and a special in-depth report on last night's win for Democratic Governor Rob Blagojevich. First, a look at today's news. A Democrat from rural Champaign County will replace retiring Republican State Senator Rick Winkle next year. County Auditor Mike Ferrix narrowly defeated Judy Myers in the state's 52nd district. AM 580's Jeff Bosser reports.
Problems with voting equipment in Vermilion County delayed release of final poll numbers until shortly past 1 a.m. Only then did Myers concede the race to Ferrix, who says he realized late in the campaign just how close this race could be.
This district is one of the few competitive races in the state, and so it attracted a lot of attention from leadership in both parties. But I think at the end of the day, you had two candidates who went out and worked very hard. They got their messages out, and the voters decided.
Numbers from the Associated Press show Myers lost by 666 votes, or just 1%. But there was optimism a short time earlier at the Danville Boat Club, where about 30 Myers supporters were glued to their cell phones and the TV for updates from the polls.
We knew it would be a close race, and certainly it has turned out that way.
Despite the defeat, Myers says she and her staff ran an effective campaign. She says one of her greatest regrets about losing to Ferrix is that it enlarges the Democrats' majority in the Illinois Senate.
It's not just a Senate race. This was the last race that could have made a difference in the Democrats having a total veto control of the Senate.
Meanwhile, Socialist Equality candidate Joe Parnarauskas says he's happy with earning 3% of the vote, although it does fall short of the 5% required to earn easy ballot access for his party.
We're moving forward to, you know, building a mass political party of the working class and to really confront the two parties of big business, the Democrats and Republicans. And we're going to continue to organize and to educate local folks in East Central Illinois and throughout Illinois.
Ferrix says his first priority as a state senator will be to tackle education funding reform. Ferrix says he doesn't know when he'll be resigning his post as Champaign County Auditor. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.
103rd District State Representative Naomi Jacobson rolled to a third term yesterday. The Democrat built upon name recognition and dogged campaigning to beat Republican Rex Bradfield and Green Party candidate Tom Abram with 59% of the vote in the Champaign-Urbana District. Jacobson will be a part of an even bigger Democratic majority in the House, and she says working with Rod Blagojevich for another 2 years will be productive.
As a Democrat, when we pass bills that are good for us, we feel that, you know, there are some that the Democrats in particular have worked on, most likely he'll sign them.
Bradfield was a late addition to the GOP ticket, and he didn't receive any funding from the state party, but he took that in stride.
I would have liked a little bit of help with a mailing, and then I could have supported myself. They chose not to, and that was their decision, and so we made do with what we did. And what we decided to do was make this a campaign of using our brains rather than our pocketbooks.
Abram received 11% of the vote, which helped the Greens qualify for official party status. On the congressional level, Republican Tim Johnson won a fourth term in Congress, but he calls his victory a case of a salmon swimming upstream. Nationwide, Democrats won control of the U.S. House, and Johnson says that Republicans must now listen more carefully to the public.
The nation has sent us a message in terms of foreign relations that we need to assure that while we don't cut and run, that the American people are not going to accept 2 years from now still being in the same quagmire in Iraq.
Johnson won 58% of the vote in Illinois' 15th district, defeating Democrat David Gill for a second time. Of three Indiana Democrats who defeated Republican incumbents in Congress, the largest margin of victory went to Vandenberg County Sheriff Brad Ellsworth. Ellsworth campaigned as a conservative Democrat, tapping Republican Congressman John Hostetler's constituency. He told cheering supporters in Evansville that he hoped to make them proud. In conceding defeat, Hostetler thanked campaign workers, hugged his wife and children, and wiped tears from his youngest son's face. Ellsworth gained national attention as he helped lead recovery efforts after a deadly tornado in Evansville a year ago. Hostetler received more than $1.8 million from the National Republican Congressional Committee. On the Champaign County Board, Democrats preserved their 15-12 majority in yesterday's elections. But even though they picked up no new seats, Republicans say they raised some important issues that'll still be around next year. AM 580's Jim Meadows reports.
Among the Republicans, Mark Randall came closest to winning a county board seat currently held by Democrats. In District 7, the first-time candidate lost to Democrat Kerry Moline by just 39 votes. Even so, Randall says Republicans raised important questions about the county's handling of mold and other construction problems at the new county nursing home building.
I think we've really drawn attention to the way that our county board is managing their capital projects. I think we've drawn a lot of attention to the open and honest governance issue that we have here. We need to have more of this business of this board out in the open for the voters of this county.
Republicans hit Democrats hard on the nursing home delays and cost overruns, but Champaign County Democratic Party Chairman Tony Fabry says Republicans were involved in the nursing home construction project from the start and can't lay all the blame on Democrats.
Really, that was a case where Republicans and Democrats were very involved in the nursing home project, which I think that's a good thing to have bipartisan cooperation, but then when you turn around and try to say it's a Republican versus Democrat issue, I don't think that is persuasive with voters.
Two of the biggest winners last night were County Board Chair Barb Wasacki and Vice Chairman Steve Beckett. They won re-election in District 9 with about double the votes of their Republican challengers. Beckett says other Democrats didn't support their bipartisan leadership approach, but he says it's what the voters want.
They say, we like your approach. We think that this nonpartisan, build a consensus, deal with the issues on what's right and what's wrong, that's the right way for local government. And we don't like the political sniping, and we don't like the lies, and we don't like the negative campaigning, and just keep doing it. Stay the course. Keep doing what you're doing.
Wasacki and Beckett won their leadership posts 2 years ago with Republican backing. Beckett says their fellow Democrats should support their reappointment this time around. Leaders of both parties say they haven't yet considered who should lead the Champaign County Board for the next 2 years. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
The results may be non-binding, but two questions on the ballot before Champaign and Urbana voters generated a lot of discussion. Voters in both cities' townships approved referenda calling for the withdrawal of U.S. troops from Iraq. Robert Naiman of the anti-war group AWARE says the fact that more than 16,000 people voted for the pullout reflects national sentiment.
Obviously, you know, as you're looking at the national election tonight, this is a huge issue, perhaps the top issue in the election. So it's something that's very important to people around the United States and it's very important to people in this community.
Naiman hopes the election results and the referenda will add urgency to the call to get troops out of Iraq, but Champaign Mayor Jerry Schweihart believes leaving Iraq now would be disastrous.
Who else is going to join up with us on any conflict if every time we cut and run whenever, you know, public opinion runs against you? Just not what I believe we stand for.
The results of referenda calling for the impeachment of President Bush were mixed. City of Champaign Township voters turned it down, while Cunningham Township voters approved it. There's a complete list of election results on our website, will.uiuc.edu. And for the latest newscast online, you can go to will.uiuc.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Tom Rogers. Democrats swept all the statewide offices in Illinois yesterday, and Governor Rob Blagojevich led the way. Blagojevich won a second term despite allegations of corruption swirling around his administration. The governor views the victory as a show of support from voters, but there could be a rough road ahead. Illinois Public Radio's Sean Crawford reports.
Rod Blagojevich is the first Democratic Illinois governor to win back-to-back terms since the 1960s, but he remains unpopular with many voters, earning less than half the total vote. His office is under federal investigation, and many in his own party shied away from him during the campaign. Still, Blagojevich views his win as a directive to stay the course.
Tonight, the people of Illinois have spoken. And here is the message I hear loud and clear. Go back at the job at hand. Go back to the job at hand. Keep focusing on the needs of people. Keep pushing and prodding the system to help people. And never, ever, ever just settle for the way things are.
Blagojevich benefited from a large campaign fund that was able to cover the airwaves with negative messages about his opponent, Republican Judy Bartopinka. she lacked the money to go toe-to-toe with the governor. Topeka ran in the shadow of former Governor George Ryan, recently sentenced to federal prison for corruption. Ads linking her to the Republican Ryan did little to boost public confidence she could clean up government. She was down in the polls nearly all of the campaign and wound up unable to turn Blagojevich's troubles into her gain.
I'm not here tonight as someone who's lost a political race. That happens, you know, people win, people lose. But as someone who's grateful really and truly for the opportunity I've had to serve the public. You know, I've had a great journey here and a great run.
Looking back, Topeka seemed like a formidable challenger to Blagojevich when she first announced her bid for governor. However, political science professor Kent Redfield with the University of Illinois at Springfield says Topeka's campaign had many problems.
In addition to not having the money, the Topeka campaign was not strong in terms of having a message, putting out a vision for Illinois. I think Judy Bar Topeka did not turn out to be an attractive statewide candidate when people were thinking about someone being governor.
There can be no doubt the state of Illinois is turning into a more hostile place for Republicans. More people are voting for Democrats, and that showed as incumbents easily won re-election for Attorney General, Secretary of State, and Comptroller. Democratic newcomer Alexei Janulius took the treasurer's race. Democrats also gained seats in the Illinois Senate. Even the Green Party was able to celebrate a strong showing, in many cases gaining protest votes, but enough to place the party on equal footing with the major ones in the next election. It all resulted in a devastating election for the GOP, which just a decade ago held control of all Illinois state government. Now it's the Democrats' turn, and Governor Rod Blagojevich set the stage at his victory party.
Now there are probably some pundits out there who may think a second term will be one where we just sort of go slow, sit on the sidelines, kind of coast along, not ruffle any feathers. Take it easy. If any pundit thinks that, well, they're wrong. Strap on your seatbelts, put on your helmet, get ready to roll. We got a lot more work to do for the hardworking people of our state.
But with power comes other challenges. Democratic leaders have found it difficult to compromise with only themselves at the bargaining table. Some political watchers are already envisioning a repeat of the 2004 budget talks, which dragged well past the deadline. Democrats who won tight legislative contests in spite of Blagojevich's low approval ratings might be less willing to work with him in the future. Add to that the governor's already shaky relationship with the General Assembly. Whether it's disputes over policy or personality, the real difficulty for Democrats will once again be getting along with each other. I'm Sean Crawford.
Well, the clouds have broken more or less, and we'll see some sunshine for the next couple of days among the clouds. Some patchy, dense fog giving way to a mix of clouds and hazy sunshine today, according to AM 580 meteorologist Ed Kieser. The highs will range from 58 in eastern Indiana to 72 in northwest and west central Illinois. For tonight, partly cloudy with patchy fog forming again overnight. The lows from 45 in northeast Indiana to 52 in southwest Illinois. And for tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny and mild. The highs from 62 in the north to 74 in the far south. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Wednesday, November 8th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, and other helpful information, as well as our election returns, on our website, will.uiuc.edu. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.